the COVID pandemic has contributed to a rise in people seeking help for illicit drug and alcohol use. A rehabilitation centre in New South Wales has released its annual report. It shows a rise in methamphetamine use as well as people seeking treatment for alcohol addiction. But the data has a silver lining indicating that more people sought help. Isabel Rowe reports.
Something's not right. You're not well. You don't see your friends and family.
In the midst of lockdowns last year, drug treatment centre Odyssey House released this TV ad, hoping to encourage people struggling with addictions at home to get help.
Odyssey House counsellors can help you with a personalised recovery plan.
The response was alarming.
The trend has been going up every year for quite a few years now. We just probably didn't expect it would be this high.
Julie Babineau is the chief executive of Odyssey House, which runs 13 residential and community rehab and counselling services in Sydney and surrounds. She saw an 18% increase in client numbers in the last financial year, with about two-thirds of patients requiring treatment for amphetamine or alcohol use.
We have seen the increase of methamphetamine probably in the last 4 or 5 years, really the trend going up, especially in our residential services. In our community services, what we found is that actually there's been a huge increase in people coming into treatment with their principal drug of concern being alcohol.
The pandemic forced job losses and isolation, which can lead to substance abuse. But Julie Babineau thinks it also led to people wanting to improve their health.
Some of us decide to be fitter or go on a diet. A lot of people decide that, you know, they have seen that there's been an increase of alcohol or drug use. They do feel that it's probably a good time to go into treatment.
So you think it's not just an increase of people actually using these drugs, but an increase in people who are already using them and have decided to get help?
Absolutely. And the context is that Odyssey House, as we said, we stayed open. So all of a sudden, as soon as there was a place, it would become filled by someone needing the service.
2020 was a record high year for alcohol sales across Australia. Australians spent $15.6 billion on booze, $3 billion more than the previous year. Alcohol and Drug Foundation spokeswoman Laura Bajerni says while treatment services are mostly reopened now, the impact of that alcohol use could take years to eventuate.
Our concern will be how sustained will this pressure be? People coming out of lockdowns might find that even though the restrictions have eased, they're continuing to drink more. That might mean that there is an increased pressure on treatment services even post-restrictions, as people find that some of the alcohol and drug use patterns they might have developed during lockdowns are maintained after restrictions are gone, and they might be seeking treatment for that.
And as Christmas approaches, we're being urged to keep an eye on friends and family who might be lonely and struggling.
Isabel Rowe.